From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A rehabilitation unit is set up in Montserrat to help those who are still without proper shelter. The Turks and Caicos Deputy Chief Minister seeks British assistance to help the islands catch fish. And it's Anti-Racism Day in Britain today, but very few people are aware of it.
I didn't even know, and I live in a black community, really. I live in Brixton, and there's nothing going on there today about it.
I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Montserrat, the island hardest hit by Hurricane Hugo last year, the process of restoration is moving slowly. In an effort to speed things up, the government is setting up a rehabilitation unit to try to bring help to those on the island who still have no proper shelter. The creation of such a unit, reports Jerry Timmins, is an acknowledgement of the fact that existing government departments have not been able to assist everyone who needs help.
The head of the new rehabilitation unit is Roosevelt Gemmett. He's currently controller of customs and excise in Montserrat. He'll have a team of about 8 technical staff with planning and engineering experience who will assist him in trying to help those who have so far been overlooked by existing services. One of Roosevelt Gemmett's tasks will be to identify those people who fall outside the net of public assistance, but who do not have the means to help themselves. A major obstacle that he'll have to overcome in meeting this challenge will be the cost of labour. As he explained to me, some people are prepared to pay almost anything in their desperation to get work completed by the next hurricane season. Labourers can now command up to 150 EC dollars a day in Montserrat.
An individual who has a family is inclined to do anything in his power within his financial or physical means to restore his family to normalcy. And if it means inflating the cost of labour, then that would happen. Then it would be necessary for the unit to have available to it that the funds which will make it have the tool to fight against that challenge.
So in Montserrat, we're looking at a shortage of labour, and in desperation, people are paying over the odds in order to attract that labour to come and fix their own house.
Yes, and I think that they are forced into doing that now too, because of the climatic conditions seems to be changing. At this time of year, where there's a lot of rain, a lot of wind, and there's need to put a roof over the house.
Montserrat is bedeviled by high winds and rain at the moment, during a season that would normally be fairly dry and sunny.
We've had reports of some roofs being damaged, shingles being lifted, galvanized in some areas have been blown up, so the gusts are very high.
Mr. Gemmett stresses that if his unit is to have any impact, funds must be made available to pay for the labour needed to get roofs on the houses of people who cannot afford to help themselves. One estimate suggests that only half those in need have so far received help. The government admits that all the housing will not be restored by the time the next hurricane season is underway. Mr. Gemmett is calling on the government to publicise its concern at the cost of labour in an attempt to bring prices down.
If we can have a signal from the government or some person in authority which would indicate that there is growing concern about the cost of goods, the cost of labour, whatever it may be, that would affect the restoration work. This then can maybe herald a change in the direction of rehabilitation.
If such an appeal has no effect, the only channel open to the government will be to provide sufficient funds for the unit to purchase the labour necessary to refurbish the homes of those who cannot otherwise help themselves. For BBC Caribbean Report, this is Jerry Timmins in Montserrat.
The Deputy Chief Minister of the Turks and Caicos, Mr. Llewellyn Hanfield, is currently in Britain meeting with government officials. Today, Mr. Hanfield toured the National Drugs Intelligence Unit and had discussions about its work in the Caribbean. But he told me that the main focus of his trip is to look at ways in which the ailing fishing industry in Turks and Caicos can be developed and an alternative found for the increasingly scarce lobster.
4 years ago, we were exporting about 890 tons pounds of lobster. This year we have a drastic cut, and where we only export some 450,000 pounds of lobster, and maybe 1.2 million pounds of conchs. And so that tells us that something is happening. The stocks are being depleted. How we curve that situation, we can't continue catching the same fish. We may have to look at other species and close the season for much longer period.
What other species is there?
There are a number of other pelagic fishes. We have swordfish, tuna, wahoo, red snappers, and other fish that is not normally fished by Turks and Caicos Island fishermen.